Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. Hey, what's up, friend? Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Scott Shepper. Today's episode is number 200. Yes, number 200. It's going to be a good one today. And it will essentially entail, of course, the thing that I'm obsessed with lately, which is Zettelkasten, aka an analog thinking internet, aka an anti-net, and building your own note box, note card repository of your pen-crafted, pen-scripted, handwritten thoughts that accumulate and compile and create and form a tree-like structure, which then essentially gets neuro-imprinted into your mind and allows you to almost have a genius-like superpower of being able to recall and memorize things and quotes for decades to come. I've been doing this practice since 2006, but not according to the Zettelkasten method, which is the method outlined and created by Nicholas Luhmann, which allows you to create a tree-like structure for your thoughts. And so for the better part of this year, I have been essentially crafting my own Zettelkasten. And for a few months, I actually went back to a lot of my legacy note cards. And well, I've installed them in my anti-net retroactively. And I've learned a lot of things throughout this time. And one of the things that I'm going to share with you today is going to center around the obstacles that you will face if you ever choose to pursue and create your own Zettelkasten, your own anti-net, your own analog thinking internet. And this is something that I will be releasing and writing and creating some sort of work, like a book or something, to get my research and what I've learned and, well, the freaking powerful tool that I have spent the better part of this year learning how to do. And look, I nerd out over a ton of stuff, right? Over cryptocurrency stuff was my old life, which I'm still very much a, well, benefactor of. And, well, I do pay attention to crypto, but believe it or not, it is not the most interesting thing that I am, well, fascinated with. And that is saying a lot, being that currently we are in this crypto boom market. And, well, quite frankly, I think it is the secondary, or not the top priority, for one that actually wants to grow, expand their mind, and create genius level work. And so one of the things that you will encounter if you elect to actually go the hard route and create your own anti-net, your own analog thinking pen crafted brain, essentially in a box that is neuro imprinted into your freaking mind, is that of, well, perfectionism. You see, the obstacle you must be prepared for when beginning your Zettelkasten or your anti-net is letting go of your desire for perfectionism. And I've written about this principle before in the Daily Scott Shepper issue number 124, and I recommend you check that edition out. It can be found on my website. It can also be found on, well, this podcast channel. And the summary of issue number 124 is that you should strive to branch your mistakes, not delete or trash your mistakes. Do not throw them away. And the concept of branching is the structure that Zettelkasten, your antinet, is going to be built in. If you actually follow my instructions whenever I release the book that I'm currently working on. And by the way, you're hearing material from my book and information from my book, and you have been for the past probably like month, because, well, it's what I'm in the middle of, and I'm sharing with you all the gems in fragmented order. So the key lesson is that you should not delete your mistakes. And the reason for doing that is that it centers on the value to be had from the actual re-review of any mistakes you've made in your thinking. Meaning when you trace your thoughts later on, like 5 years from now, and you go down this rabbit hole and go down this stem of your thoughts and your thinking, you can see the errors and the mistakes and then see the path that you took. And it's a lot more helpful to do that than to just search a digital database, of course, that, well, it is not branched. Unless, well, of course, you use GitHub. But then, even in that case, it is not going to be super easy and straightforward to stumble upon and view your history like it is in the antinet, in the analog form. And you will even see mistakes, not only in thoughts that you have created, but also in how you've organized your own freaking antinet. You see, Luhmann didn't get it right the first time. In fact, he constantly had to evolve and create better organized versions, even of things as crucial and critical as his key term index, the main map to your mind. And after a certain point, his index continuously became messy. And you can find this if you read, well, I'll be referencing the footnotes in the written form, but it's on Johannes Schmidt's article on page 18, which, well, you don't have access to right now, but whatever, you'll get it later. But the source of that material can be found from Luhmann and the researchers themselves. And instead of deleting his, well, his messy keyword index and trashing it, he simply created a new index and added it behind it. And in total, his second antinet contains four versions of his keyword index. And not only did Luhmann create four versions of the keyword index, he also experimented in other ways. You see, he created an index not just alphabetized by key terms of concepts, but he decided at one point to create an entirely new index, alphabetized by names of people. You see, Luhmann holds that this was a helpful thing and a helpful practice because our own memory, and this is his words, and others will have similar experiences to his mind. He says, it works in part with key terms and in part with authors' names, with people's names. So he decided to experiment once and create a second index. And here's an important point, though, is Luhmann did not attempt to retroactively make his people index backwards compatible with every single note card he ever recorded previously in his antinet. And nor did he systematically pursue adding new entries to the people index going forward. You see, he only did so when his active primary mind, your mind of how you think right now, naturally kept thinking about a certain idea or a certain concept or a certain thought, constantly for some reason, by thinking first of the author's name. And the lesson one may derive from both of these things, meaning four versions of a key term index and a second index of persons' names, is this lesson, which you must extinguish and get rid of any notion you have of perfectionism, of building a perfect system when you elect to and decide to go on the quest to create your own analog thinking system, your own antinet, your own second mind, something that, well, becomes almost like your doppelganger and enables you to create genius level work. And the reason why you must extinguish any notion of perfectionism is because there's more power in creating paths and mistakes in various stems of thoughts and attempts, and then evolving it, improving it, correcting it. And in addition to that, you ought to launch experiments like the People Index that Lumen created, and not feel bound to systematically pursue it for every single new thought or listing that you have in your mind. You should create and structure your antinet, your note card box, your analog thinking engine in a way that naturally corresponds with your mind. And this is something that even the most flexible software, even the most, well, blank canvas software, does not compete at all with the ability for you to create your own system entirely from scratch, entirely on a blank canvas, and entirely in a way that imprints and improves your memory and empowers your mind and frees it up so that, well, you can pick up thought streams and streams of thoughts that you had 15 years ago. You can pick it up perfectly right where you left off. That, my friend, is just a glimpse of some of the hardcore ninja shit you're going to be learning when I release my book on the antinet and creating your own analog thinking internet. And, well, if you're a nerd like me and you like to take over the world, and by that I mean definitely do it in your own mind and mostly benevolently, well, then you're going to want to stay tuned, because the content I'll be releasing and, well, sharing with you is going to center around and always, always, always present to you value and information that, well, if you're the type of nerd like me that likes to learn and grow and become a badass in his own mind, well, you're going to get a lot out of it. So without further ado, I'm going to leave you off today, but it, of course, will not go to the end of this episode without me advising you to always remember to stay crispy, my friend. Scott Shepherd signing off. And you know what? I'm not even going to announce the time today. So, yeah. Peace and love. Talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me. Sir Scott of Shepherd. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools. while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.